Summary: tithes, a tenth of the land's crops production, were property of the Lord, to be used for the widows, the fatherless, and the stranger in the land, not just for the priest's sole usage. Tithes were supposed to be stored in a place commanded by God, to relieve those in need as well as to rejoice, when the families and servants of the contributors were to eat in celebration from the tithed foods, together with the priests, the poor, and the stranger. The priesthood of Aaron and the sons of Levi, which had commandments to take tithes from the people, died with Christ's sacrifice of himself, establishing Christ as the everlasting priest of an everlasting priesthood. So tithing died when the old priesthood died, when the law died. Anyone who takes tithes is a false prophet, antichrist, and a deceiver, and anyone who continues to pay tithes is denying Christ's priesthood. Both are subject to God's condemnation. Tithing died with the Levitical priesthood. The only places tithing is referenced in the New Testament is the claim of the self-righteous Pharisee and the explanation of its death in Hebrews. The Apostle Paul referenced a collection, instructing people to set aside funds from their excess, but that was to relieve the poor, particularly the large numbers of poor brethren in Jerusalem. Relieving the poor does not include supporting self-appointed pastors or to maintain an uncommanded temple or building. Jesus, Paul, and Peter all denied those who solicited money for preaching, and as Christ instructed his disciples, freely, without pay, you have received, freely, without charge, give. Matt 10:8. Tithes were not a part of Christianity until hundreds of years after the death of the apostles. They were never mentioned by any council of the Roman sect until 1119. From Francis Haugel's writing, none of the first eight general councils ever mention the name of tithes. But the ninth, held at Lateran under Pope Calixtus II in the year 1119, speaks of such as had been given to the church by special consecration. For at that time, people believing that tithes ought to be given to the poor gave them to the heads and rulers of religious houses, who disposed of them, keeping open house for the poor and strangers, and were esteemed holy and good treasurers for the poor, as is testified by Cassian. But the council held under Pope Alexander III, in the year 1180, seeing much given to the poor and little to the priests, made a decree to restrain people's freedom. There was no law, canon, or constitution of any general council that commanded tithes, or expressly supposed them a duty, before that of Lateran, in the year 1215, under Pope Innocent III, at which time the Pope's power had grown great. And then the people had greater mind to give them to the poor than to the priests, which made Innocent cry out against those who gave their tithes and first fruits to the poor, and not to the priests, as heinous offenders. At a council held at Lyon, under Pope Gregory X, in the year 1274, it was constituted that it should not thenceforth be lawful for men to give their tithes at their own pleasure, as they had before done, but that they should pay all to the Mother Church. The great decree which speaks most plainly of them was made at the Council of Trent, under Pope Pius IV, in the year 1560. It commanded tithes to be paid under penalties of excommunication. By what has been stated, it may be seen that tithes were not even reckoned as due for many hundreds of years after Christ, and that indeed they were never due in the Second Covenant, Christ having put an end to the first priesthood, with all its shadows and carnal ordinances. Judaism's tithes were first decreed by the Pope and then retained by covetous Protestant organizations. The early Quakers refused to pay tithes and suffered large fines, imprisonment, death, and even banishment from their homeland at the hands of the Protestant priests and magistrates. Here are the many fallacies of tithes. The Levitical priesthood is the only priesthood to be commanded by God to collect a tenth of the product of the land. Priesthoods before or after had no such command. To be a priest to collect tithes, you had to be a descendant of Levi. Land limits tithing to grain, cattle, oil, fruit, etc., the product of the land. God had distributed the land to all Jewish tribes except the Levites, so a portion of the land's production was commanded for the Levites and to provide for the poor. The tithe was from the yield of the increase of the seed, the produce yielded. So carpenters, masons, storekeepers, teachers, wagon makers, well diggers, fishermen, salesmen, tax collectors, soldiers, laborers on a farm, government employees, etc., all had absolutely no requirement to tithe. Tithes were collected by Levites priests only in a named place selected and specified by the Lord. Since the produce was food, the people were supposed to eat the food with their children, servants, and any Levites living within the boundaries of their lands, with thanksgiving and rejoicing to the Lord. And this celebratory Thanksgiving meal was supposed to be eaten in a place specifically chosen by the Lord. After eating in celebration to the Lord, any excess was to be placed in a storehouse, location chosen by the Lord, to be distributed by the Levite to the stranger, the widow, and the fatherless, the provision for the relief of the poor. Money was not part of tithing, with one exception. If the distance to the location chosen by the Lord was too far to travel with the tithes of food, the food to be tithed was to be sold for money. Then the person was to travel to the location, with the money buy whatever food he particularly enjoyed, and then eat the food in celebration as in for above. Most important, Christ eliminated and abolished the Levitical priesthood. He became the new permanent priest and priesthood. So the command given to the Levitical priesthood was eliminated also. Christ eliminated tithing, just as he ended the ordinances and old covenant. Below is the scripture backup to this elimination of the Levitical priesthood with its commanded tithing. Hebrews 7, begin verse 1:1. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, two to whom Abraham gave a tenth of all the spoils. His name when translated means king of righteousness, and also king of Salem, which means king of peace. Three, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, he remains as a priest continually. For now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. Five, and truly those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brothers, even though their brothers have descended from Abraham. Six, but this person, whose descent is not counted from Levi, received tithes from Abraham, and blessed him who had the promises. Seven, yet without contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the greater. Eight, here tithes are received by men who die, but there he receives them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives forever. Nine, and I may also say that Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham. 10, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. 11, therefore, if perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than be called after the order of Aaron? 12, for when the priesthood is changed, there is a necessity to change the law also. 13, for he Jesus of whom these things are spoken applies to another tribe, Judah, of which there is no record of a man performing priestly functions at the temple's altar. 14, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of the tribe of Judah, not Levi, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood. 15, and it is even more evident, when another priest arises who has a similarity to Melchizedek, 16, who is made, not based on the legality of a commandment relating to the family of Levi, but based on the power of an endless life. 17, for he testifies, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. 18, for there is truly a cancellation of the previous commandment, the commandment for the Levite priests to take tithes from the people according to the law, verse 5 above, because of the weakness and ineffectiveness of it. 19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw near to God. 20, and since he was made a priest with an oath from God himself, 21, for those Levite priests were made without an oath, but this was with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord swore and will not change it, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. 22, by so much greater a promise, Jesus became the guarantee of a better covenant. 23, and truly there were many priests of the Levites, because they died and so could not continue. 24, but this man, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. 25, therefore he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God by him, because he lives forever to make intercession for them. 26, for it was appropriate for us to have such a high priest Jesus, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Unlike those other high priests, he does not need to offer up sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for the people's, because he did this once and for all when he offered up himself. 28, for the law makes men high priests who have infirmities, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son, who is perfect forevermore. Hebrews 7, end tithing died with Christ's resurrection. Christ is the new priest, replacing the Levitical priesthood, for which tithes were commanded. To tithe is to deny Christ's priesthood. Any minister who asks for money, even other than tithing, is a false prophet and violating the commands of Jesus and Peter as echoed by Paul. But as Christians, we are called to be generous without a limitation of 10% to those in need, particularly the poor. This does not include a poor pastor who is asking for tithes, for to pretend he has such authority either shows him to be an unqualified, ignorant, blind teacher, or worse, dishonest. In either case, you should disassociate yourself immediately with anyone trying to hold up tithing, and recognize that by your tithing or even supporting an organization that requests tithes, you are denying the sacrifice of Jesus and denying him as Lord and Master, for which you will be condemned. In another writing, George Fox explained the consequence of upholding a minister or priest who advocates tithing. If the high priest Jesus Christ is owned, then all the priests are put to an end, which were true types and figures of him. For he who holds up priests which receive tithes according to the law denies Jesus Christ come in the flesh. But whoever loves the light that he has given them, witness Jesus Christ to have come in the their flesh. These deny all the priests that receive tithes, for the receiving of tithes was in a time past. Although Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, who was a figure, when Jesus Christ the everlasting priest was come, he put an end to all figures, and you who hold up the figures deny Christ has come in the flesh. To not confess Jesus Christ coming into their flesh is to be Antichrist, 2 John 1, 7. From the word of the Lord within, remember, every person who sins denies him as Lord and Master. And if you are still sinning while upholding tithing or any false practice of the false church, your conduct denies him and you are against Christ. Jesus, who only spoke words from the Father, said, "He who speaks from himself, speaking his own words, seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him, that man is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him." John 7, 18. Those who are preaching or teaching or witnessing, without hearing from the Spirit every word to speak just before speaking, they are an antichrist. Give to the poor, not to religion. 10% is good, but give as much as you can to the poor. For more on this, see Jesus wants to teach you himself. Note, thousands of 17th century Quakers were fined and sent to jail for failure to pay tithes to the state-approved sects, assigned in geographic parishes. When a parish became available due to death of a priest, the state-approved priests bid an auction for the ministry, considering the guaranteed revenue from the population of the parish. The punctuation, language, and grammar of the below writings have been updated to be more current to modern usage. The below writings are shown with several sections deleted because of repetition, complexity, and specific reference to severe persecutions suffered at the hand of the demanders of tithes. That all might see who they were that had a command and did pay tithes, and who they were that had a law to receive them. And also, them that witnessed in spirit and life the law fulfilled, the substance and end of the law, and that priesthood that took tithes and likewise, these are here manifest that do take tithes, and have no command from God, but contrary to the law of God. That all people may see whom they were that did receive tithes, and who they were that paid them. George Fox, now all people. The priests of the world are shut from the first priesthood, which was called of God as Aaron was, they that were of the sons of Levi, that had the office of the priesthood, that had the commandment to take tithes of their brethren, of the people according to the law, Heb. 7, and said the Lord, all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruits of the trees, is the Lord's, it is holy unto the Lord. Lev. 27:30. And said the Lord, the tithes of the children of Israel, Mark, which they have offered for an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit it. Therefore I have said unto him, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. Therefore they were to have the tithes of the children of Israel. This the Lord gave them. And said the Lord, speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes, that which I have given you from them for an inheritance. Mark, this was the priest's inheritance, the Levite's inheritance. Then he shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Lord, even of the tenth of the tithes. Now mark, the Levites' portion was the tithe which they had from the Lord, and they were to offer out of their portion of tithes the tenth part of their tithes unto the Lord. And this also shall you offer, an heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes which you receive of the children of Israel. Mark, the Levites, and you shall give thereof the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest, num. 18, which was to be a statute forever, and all the tithes of the land, whether of the seeds of the land or the fruits of the trees, because the land was God's who had distributed it. No money mentioned here. It is holy unto the Lord, and the Lord did give it to be the priest's portion, with a commandment according to the law to take tithes. And if any man will redeem anything of his tithes, he shall add thereto a fifth part thereof, a heave offering of the tithes, or of the flock, even of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. And this he gives to the priests for their inheritance, who were to pay the tenth part of it unto the Lord, Lev 27. They were to throw down their altars, break down their pillars, burn up their groves, hew down their graven images of their gods, and destroy their names out of the place. But unto the place which the Lord shall choose out of all your tribes, mark and put his name there, even unto his habitation shall you seek, and there shall you come, and there shall you bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and your heave offerings in your hands, and your freewill offerings, and the firstling of your herds, and of your flocks. Mark where the place was that the Lord chose, not where men chose, and not to every priest's barn. For these places should be thrown down and rooted out. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to have his name to dwell there. There shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, sacrifices, your tithes, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons, and your daughters, and the manservants and your maidservants, and the Levite that within your gate, since he has no part of inheritance among you. But the place which the Lord shall choose, out of one of your tribes, mark, one of the tribes, there shall you bring your burnt offering, and there all that I command you. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your corn, or of your wine, or of your oil, the firstborn of your herd, or of your flock, or any of your vows that you have vowed, or of your freewill offerings that you have offered. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God should choose, you and your son and your daughter, and the Levite that is within your gate, that you may rejoice in the Lord your God before the Lord your God in all that you puts your hands to dute. 12. Take heed to yourself that you forsake not the Levites as long as you live upon the earth. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that your field brings forth, year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God, where he has chosen to place his name. There the tithe of the corn, and of the wine, and of the oil, and the firstling of your herd, and of your flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. And if the way be too far, so that you are not able to carry it to the place that the Lord your God should choose, and if the place be too far for you, which the Lord your God has chosen to set his name there, when the Lord your God shall bless you, then you may turn it to money and bind it in a bundle. And you shall change that in money into whatever food your soul desires after, and shall eat it before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice it in your hand. And go to the place which the Lord your God has chosen to set his name there. This includes you and your household, and the Levite that is within your gate, you shall not forsake him, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years you shall bring all the tithes of your increase the same year, and lay it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with you, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within your gates, shall come, eat, and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands that you do. Now mark, the Levite and the stranger, the widow, the fatherless, these were to eat of the tithes. Not only the Levite, but the fatherless, widow, and the stranger, and the tithes were to be eaten within the gates. But the place which the Lord God did choose. Now the sons might eat with the Levites of the tithes, your sons and your daughters, and your manservant and your maidservant, and thus they were to rejoice before the Lord their God. And the widow, and the stranger, and the fatherless, these were to eat as well as the Levite, and were to be filled, and to be satisfied, and to rejoice before the Lord God. For the tithes of the land is the Lord God's, so he gives it to Levi. So Levi had a command to receive tithes of the people, of the children of Israel, as you may read in Deut. You shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given you, and unto your house, mark, you and the Levite, and the stranger that is among you, when you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of your increase the third year. That is the year of tithing. mark the third year of tithing the tithes, and have given it to the Levite, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be satisfied. Mark here the stranger was to be satisfied, and the fatherless to be filled, and the widow to be filled as well as the Levite. And then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and I have given it to the Levite, and to the fatherless, and to the stranger, and to the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me, and I have not transgressed your commandment, Deuteronomy 26, neither have I forgotten them. Now you may see in Hebrews 7 how this commandment was annulled which they had to take tithes, and 2 Chronicles 31, see how Hezekiah and the people, who dwelled in Jerusalem, were to give the portion to the priests and Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of God. And as soon as the commandment had gone abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance of the first fruits of the corn, and of the wine, and of the oil. And they brought in abundantly of all the increase of the field. And concerning the children of Israel, and Judah, they brought also of the tithes, of the oxen and sheep, the tithe of all the holy things, which was consecrated to the Lord their God, and laid them on heaps. And Hezekiah questioned with the priests and Levites concerning the heaps, and Azariah the chief priest of the house of Zadok said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat, mark, and left plenty, for the Lord has blessed the people, that they have left great store. And Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them and brought in the offerings and the tithes, and the dedicated things faithfully, over which was Chananiah ruler, and Shimei was next. Mark and take notice, here was a Levite that was ruler over the tithes, and here was a chamber to put the tithes and the offerings in, which was left, any food, not eaten in the celebration which was not eaten, and Kor the son of Imnah the porter, was over the freewill offering to distribute the oblations of the Lord, of the holy things. Here Levi the Levite who was the ruler over the chamber of the tithes, and the Levite, his portion was the tithes. And again, you may read Nehemiah, how they were to bring the first fruits of the ground, of all fruits, and of all trees year by year, into the house of God. Also the firstborn of the sons and of the cattle, as it is written in the law and the firstlings of the flock, and of our herd, to bring into the house of our God, unto the priests that ministers in the house of our God. And that we should bring the first fruits of our house, and of our offering of all manner of fruits of the trees, of wine, and of oil, unto the priest of the chamber of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levite, that the same Levites might have all the tithes of our cities. And the Levites and the priests, the sons of Aaron, should be with the Levites when the Levites took tithes, and the Levites should bring up the tithes of tithes. Mark here the Levite whose portion was the tithes, which all the land was the Lord's, the Levite, the priest was here to bring the tithe of tithes unto the house of God, into the chamber, into the treasury house. Mark, the tithes were to be brought chamber and treasury, and the Levites were to bring and put their tithes of tithes for the children of Israel. And of Levi shall bring the corn and the wine into the chamber, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, where are the porters and the singers. Nehemiah 12. Some were appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and tithes to bring them in out of the fields of the cities, the portion for the priests and Levites that waited. And before this Eliashib the priest had the oversight of the chamber, of the house of our God, and he had prepared for him a great chamber, nay 13, where they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, the corn, and the wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levite and the singer, and the porter, and the offering of the priest. Here again you may see, Eliashib had the oversight over the chamber of the children of God, where the tithes to be distributed were ministered forth. And when Nehemiah perceived that the portion of the Levites had not been given them, then Nehemiah contended with the rulers, in the place where they gathered them, as to why the house of God was forsaken. All Judah then brought the tithe of the corn, and the new wine, and the oil into the treasures, and Shelemiah, the priest, was made surers over the treasury. Mark, here was a priest made treasurer that ministered forth, and Zadok the scribe of the Levites, and others that were faithful, distributed to their brethren. Mark, here was a priest to distribute to others, and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years, Amos 4 in this priesthood and covenant, they were to bring offerings and sacrifices as well as tithes. He that pleads for the one may plead for the other, you have robbed God, but you may say how have we robbed him in tithes or offerings? Mark, all the tithes of the land were the Lord's, as you may read, and they were to bring the tithes into the storehouse, and Levi was to have the tithes and pay the tithe of the tithes out of the tithes. Those who did not bring the tithes of the land, which were the Lord's, but kept them back, these robbed God. They kept their offerings back and their tithes. These robbed God of tithes and offerings. Therefore the Lord said, take notice, bring in all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you forth a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now you may see, here was a storehouse which the tithes were to be brought into, that there might be meat in the Lord's houses, and they were to trust the Lord, and he would rebuke the devourer. Mark, meat in his house, there were the tithes to be brought, and out of that were they to be ministered, as you may read in Nehemiah. A priest was set over them, and the widows, strangers, and fatherless were to eat and rejoice with the priest and the Levite, as you may read. Now while God was robbed of his tithes and his offerings, they transgressed his ordinance, the ordinance which the second priesthood blotted out, the ordinance of the first priesthood. Now they oppressed the hireling in his wages, and oppressed the widow and the fatherless, and turned the stranger from his right. For the stranger wanted his right, and the fatherless and the widow wanted their right, while God was robbed of his tithes, for all the tithes of the land were the Lord's. The widow and the fatherless, the stranger and the servants, the manservant and the maidservant, and sons and daughters, these might all eat, and be filled and satisfied, and rejoice before the Lord. For tithes were the Lord's, but these had not their right while God was robbed. Mark and Red Mal, 3, throughout. You may see in Matt 23, when Christ the second priesthood had come, how the first priesthood that took tithes and the scribes and the Pharisees, the hypocrites that paid tithes of mint and cumin, and had omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not have left the other undone. Mark, these things ought you to have done, said Christ. They ought to have done judgment and mercy and faith and not to have left their paying of tithes undone. Though they did them and left the weightier matters undone, therefore said Christ, woe unto you blind guides that strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Now take notice, those that held up the first covenant and the first priesthood and tithes are out of the judgment and mercy and faith. These did not discern Christ the second priesthood, and the second covenant, the second priesthood, the everlasting priesthood, the second covenant, the everlasting covenant. To this they were only blind. He said, these things you ought to have done, Mark, the word have, you ought to have done. There he showed the new covenant and priesthood in place, but being blind, they did not see him to be the end of the first priesthood, Matt 23. And he that said he fasted twice in the week, and gave tithes of all that he did possess, he was of the first priesthood. Christ told him that the publican was more justified than the other, which would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, Luke 18. Now you may see and take notice and consider them that priesthood that took tithes and paid tithes and offerings did not recognize Christ, the second priesthood, the everlasting offering. They knew him not, who is the everlasting covenant. For had they seen him, they would have seen the end of the first covenant and priesthood that took tithes, in which first covenant there were ordinances and statutes to be taught the people. Those ordinances and commandments did Christ blot out, triumphing over them. Mark, when a thing is blotted out, how can they read it? And was not tithes an ordinance of God to be paid? And were not tithes the Lord's, tithes of the land? And were not these ordinances in the first covenant? And are not these ordinances blotted out by the second covenant and priesthood? I challenge all the priests in the world to answer. And whether or not that priesthood has been changed that took tithes, and if the law has been changed by which it was made, and if the ordinances are not blotted out which they taught, and their command to the people. And whether or not, that in the change of the priesthood the ordinances have not been changed. For, it was an ordinance, Mal 3, and the maintenance given to the priesthood, and this witnessed with them that witnessed the second priesthood. And so whether or not all the handwriting of the ordinances have been blotted out and triumphed over and blotted out, and if so, who can read them? And whether or not, as I have said before, whether tithes were not ordinances of the first covenant, and whether or not that has been blotted out, and the commandment annulled. Answer all you that take tithes, or hold them up, or plead for them, and whether the Aaronical priesthood has not been changed, which was called and ordained of God, and whether the Levitical priesthood has not been changed, and no man takes this honor upon himself to offer gifts and sacrifices, but he that is called of God is Aaron. And whether or not Christ was made a priest after the order of Aaron. Mark, is not, as I said before, this priesthood changed, these offerings, these gifts, these sacrifices. Are not these ordinances, as said before, the handwriting blotted out and trampled over by Christ? And is not the Levitical priesthood changed, that took their tithes and their ordinances and commandments, by which they took their tithes? Now when the apostle had spoken of this call of Aaron, and no priests took upon them that honor to offer gifts and sacrifices, but he that was called of God, as Aaron was the priest. And when the apostle had spoken this, so he said of Aaron's call of God, and the rest, who was to do his services, his sacrifices, his commands, his ordinances, and was called of God to do them, and his statutes, which was to have their time. So said the apostle also of Christ, glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, You are my son, this day have I begotten you. Mark here is the everlasting priest, the begotten of the Father who offered up himself by the eternal Spirit. Now none took the honor to himself to offer in the first covenant, the priesthood, but such priests as was called of God, as Aaron was. Now Jesus Christ, the second priesthood, was not made a priest after the order of Aaron, but of the order of Melchizedek, the begotten of the Father. Has he not blotted out all these ordinances and offices of the priests, of Levi, or Aaron, which was commanded of God to do them? Are not the ordinances blotted out? Yes or no? Or has not Christ blotted them out and not triumphed over them? Yes or no? Answer whether tithes were not a handwriting of these ordinances. And after that Abraham had returned from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, which had taken away Lot, his brother's son, which he brought back and brought again his brother and all his goods and the women and also the people. Melchizedek brought him bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed Abraham and said, Blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered you out of your enemy's hand, and he gave him tithes of all. Mark, this was when he returned from the slaughter, and the king of Sodom would have had the persons, and Abraham should have had the goods himself. Abraham denied, he would not take so much as a shred of a shoestring, lest they should say, I have made Abraham rich. So Abraham that paid tithes. Several paragraphs in the original letter have been deleted because of repetition, subject matter peculiar to the time of the priests seizing spoils from arrested Quakers, and complexity. Come, priests, let us measure your practice by the scripture, if you will take tithes according to the first priesthood, and so deny that Christ has come in the flesh. And so let all the widows, fatherless, and strangers' sons and daughters, and servants have part, and eat with you, and bring it to a house the Lord appoints, and not your own. Is this not according to scripture, and is this not an ordinance? And is this ordinance not blotted out by Christ, and not the ordinance for you to take them? Come, let us see your practice. Such as are come into the light and walk in the light, which are of the second priesthood, those being to measure you by the second priesthood, whether you receive your tithes of that out of which Abraham paid them, and whether you receive your tithes, which is the Lord's, as Levi did, and out of them you pay a tenth, and have a house appointed of God to put them in, and widows and strangers, sons and daughters, and fatherless are satisfied. Or whether you are acting, as I said before, neither according to the law nor Melchizedek, taking tithes of Abraham, the similarity, like unto the Son of God. Nor according to the apostles, but only as heathen, who follow the custom of nations. And so who was the first that has given them you, seeing the apostle said that the priesthood was changed that took them? Who preached Christ, and that ordinance was blotted out, for they was an ordinance? Come, let's see all your strength, and see if it will not bring you all home to the Pope, who is out of the truth and out of the light, who takes tithes and receives tithes. George Fox Site Editor's Comments. The ministers of today tell you the law is dead, that all your past, present, and future sins are forgiven because you believe in Jesus. They excuse sin. And then they tell you that you must tithe. Can you see where they have everything turned around? Tithes are dead, but the moral laws are not dead, for there is an inner law on the heart of every man by which they will be judged, and the inner law includes the moral core of the obsolete Mosaic law. The ministers say the moral laws are dead, but tithes are still required. The parts of the law that died were ordinances, offerings, sacrifices, washings, ceremonies, rituals, which includes tithes. But these whitewashed tombs, pretending to be righteous representatives of Christ, take your money and excuse sin. Christendom is the religion of the beast, the religion of Satan, the exact opposite of what it should be. Before Abraham was I am, which Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, the similarity, the likeness of the Son of God, who, before Abraham, was the end of all similarities and likenesses, the priesthood under the law, under which stood the shadows, types, and figures, in which the priesthood could not continue by reason of death, had a command according to the law to take tithes of the people. And the widows, and the stranger, and fatherless was to be relieved out of it as well as they. And they were to have chambers and storehouses. And those were so distant, if that they could not drive their cattle, or other things which they were to pay, they might turn it into money and bring it to the place appointed, and there what they would they might bestow upon or buy. That there might be meat in the house, for the widows and strangers, and the fatherless, Levi and the priesthood. Now this priesthood being changed, which could not continue by reason of death, and the everlasting priesthood has come, Christ Jesus the end of the first. They who preach him and are witnesses of him who remains a priest forever, that are ministers of the gospel, ambassadors of Christ, teachers of him, declarers of him, deny the first priesthood within tithes and have showed the end of that. They preach Christ the substance, the end of the law, the end of all the outward shadows, figures, types, and the everlasting covenant, and the one offering that has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now these were the ministers of Christ, and his disciples, and ambassadors, who witnessed the end of similarities and likenesses, and the first priesthood that took tithes and the law. And they preach up Christ Jesus as the everlasting priesthood, that remains forever after the order of Melchizedek, without beginning or ending. So all these, since the days of the apostles that cry up tithes and sets up tithes, are the antichrists and the false prophets and the false apostles and the ministers of unrighteousness, and the devil's messengers who comes from him, that deceives this ignorant world who gets into them. For the true ministers and messengers of the Lord Jesus Christ cry against, have cried, and do so against those who takes tithes, and such deceivers are not to be held up. For they do not have command from God, but from men, their own command. For when Christ was manifested, the old commands of God that gave tithes to the first priesthood before Christ came in the flesh were denied. So since the days of the apostles, another priesthood has gotten up without the command of God, which takes tithes, which are the ministers of unrighteousness, and the devil's messengers and false apostles, which the true apostles saw coming in before their decease. So absolutely this is the word of the Lord God to you all. This priesthood that takes tithes, and those who pays tithes now since the days of the apostles, are to be denied with the power of the Lord God, and never are to be held up nor countenanced, but their mouths are to be stopped, and no agreement is to be made with them, not with the beast, and the false prophets and antichrists, for it is absolutely against Christ. For those who held up the first priesthood, which took tithes after the second was come, and did not come to the second priesthood, they were against Christ. Now they that have gotten up a priesthood that takes tithes since Christ and the apostles are the very antichrists and false prophets and false teachers and deceivers of the world themselves, and a heap of confusion, and it is like this priesthood now that take tithes, and this ministry which has got up the temple, as they call it, and synagogues and tithes, is like unto the heathens priests and temples, who acted these things without a command from God, but their own inventions. Which heathens differed from the Jews, for they acted from a command from God, which these do not. So the Jews was to be commanded in their place and time, which when the substance was come, that was denied which was commanded and had a command to take tithes. Therefore Christ saw and said, false prophets should come, and told them not go after them, by their fruits they should be known, thorns and thistles and inwardly ravening, yet the sheep's clothing, and he spoke this to his disciples. Before the disciples deceased they saw the Antichrist had come, and were already in the world, and they went forth from us, said John. Now they that were the Antichrists and the false prophets were them that had gone forth from the apostles' doctrine, so out of the power of Christ, though they came out with them. Now Christ said, go not after them when they shall say, lo here, or lo there, which Christ enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all through him might believe. So none need go forth, for everyone that comes into the world is enlightened. And further, John in his revelation saw all the world had gone after the beast and the false prophets. First, he saw that they had gone forth from them, from the true apostles. Therefore the true apostles bring the saints to the light within them, that shined in their hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and to the anointing within them, that abided within them, and said, they needed not any to teach them, but the same anointing did teach them. And as it did teach them, they should continue in the Son and the Father. Mark, then they should not go forth. Now they who had gone forth from them and stayed not with them were the false prophets, and such continued not in the Son and the Father, and such the world went after, all the world, and these are them. Here is the beast and the false prophets, and here are the antichrists, and here is the mother of harlots. And here is Babylon building up and throwing down. And here is the dragon that is gone forth of the truth, which gives his power to the beast, which makes war against the saints. And here are all the harlots, and here are those who take tithes, and here is the cage of unclean birds and a habitation for devils. And here people are drunk with the cup of fornication, they lost their virginity before they came to the marriage. This is before they are married to Christ. Fornication, spiritual adultery, read and understand. And this is now since the days of Christ, and since the days of the apostles, ruling and reigning, and here are tithes, and here is oppression. And this is what John saw that had come and was to come, which times many are in, and you are in, which all must be denied with the same power of God that the apostles were in, who saw it, and saw over Babylon, over the mother of harlots, to her downfall. Over the false prophets and the beast, who alive must go into the lake of fire, and saw the vials of the wrath of the Almighty poured upon the beast, and those who worshipped him, who must drink the cup from the Lord without mixture, and saw the vials that were to be poured upon the air, and upon the beast and the earth and the seed of the beast, and over this saw, and its end, and before it was. Which power of the Lord God is now manifested, which comprehends the ages, which is the fulfilling of the prophecies in the light. This is the word of the Lord God to you all, and saw where there was the throne of God, and saw how all the world had worshipped the beast, and gone after the false prophets, so from the true prophet, Christ Jesus, the light of the world, which enlightens everyone that comes into the world, the everlasting priesthood, except those who had their names written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world was, who kept the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. So the state now that people are in, and their teachers and professors, they are those who have gone forth from the anointing within them, and gone forth from the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. So having gone forth, are those who Christ said would come, and John saw had come, and now the world goes after them. So the state that people are in now, they are only now coming in from the false prophets who take tithes and coming in from the antichrists, to the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and so to the anointing within them to teach them. And as the light teaches them, they shall continue in the Son and in the Father. So as people come into the light, come to the light by which they are enlightened, and feel the anointing within them to teach them. They come from all them that have gone forth, departed from the true faith. And with the light and life and power of God, see that they are those whom Christ said were to come, from whom men cannot gather grapes, nor figs, who are the inwardly ravenous, from the light which Christ has enlightened them withal. These are inwardly ravening. For those who are in the light which Christ has enlightened them withal are kept from their minds from ravening. Their minds are up to Christ from where the light comes, and there are both the grapes and figs to be gathered. And they are them that John saw had come, whereby they knew it already was the last time, and which was then already entered into the world before John's decease. And in his revelation, he saw how the world was gone after them, who had the antichrists and false prophets who had gone out from them, from John and the saints and the disciples. And so you may see how they went forth from the power of God, the power the saints were in. So with the light they are all judged, and with it they are all comprehended, for their fruits and deeds and actions manifests it, how that they stand against the light, which every man that comes into the world is enlightened withal. Such are the inwardly ravenous, who are from the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and they are in the dark. And such are those who say, lo here, lo there, and do not know where Christ is, because they are from the light in their own particulars, which Christ has enlightened them withal, which comes from him. And now with the light all is seen which is separate from it, which light reaches to the light in every man that comes into the world, though he hates it, which is the condemnation of him that hates it. So all those who hold up tithes are those that are out of the light in their own particulars. They are antichrists, being against Christ. Antichrists have appeared since the days of the apostles, and the days of the true Christ's disciples, and his true apostles and true ministers, who eat no man's bread for doing nothing. But these out of the light antichrists will eat men's bread for doing nothing, and take from those for work that they haven't done, all of which is judged and condemned with the light. God's plagues come on such, his vials upon the beast, and the seed of the beast, and earth, which makes men gnaw their tongues and gnash their teeth because of the plague and the pain and their anguish. Fornication is from the light, and that which receives the plagues, and the vials are from the light, out of the life and the power of God, of the true Christ, of the apostles and disciples and messengers of Christ wherein. This is all for the fire. This is to go alive into the lake of fire. Therefore blessed is he that reads and understands and is come to, the eye that sees, and the ear that hears, the feet that walk, the hand that handles the word of life, the heart that is pure by which he does understand, and the tongue that speaks right things that are right, and the nose that smells. He who comes into this comes into the wisdom of God that was before the world was, and he sees before ages and generations, and sees the time in the Father's hand. So before a man comes to the true Christ, he must come to the light with which every man that comes into the world is enlightened. That which deviates from the light is Antichrist, who speaks false things and is of the false prophets. Such men, not in the light, draw from that spirit of Antichrist. And this is that which stood in the world and deceived the world and wears the sheep's clothing, which is from the light which is forth, which the apostle speaks of, which the world has gone after, which are inwardly ravenings, of whom grapes are not to be gathered, nor figs, but thorns instead. So these have reigned in the world and have had great authority, those who take tithes with a mouth like a dragon and feet like bears, who tear and rend to pieces and wear the sheep's clothing. But the sun is risen, the glory of the Lord is revealed, that by it everything is manifested. For more on the subject of tithing, see George Fox's writing, The Beginning of Tithes in the Law and the Ending of Tithes in the Gospel. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.